Today I'm joined in the studio by Karen Sprake, the writer of the blog Karen Cares, which offers advice and information to anyone caring for the elderly. Morning, Karen.
Morning, Julie. Today's topic is one that doesn't tend to get talked about on community radio very much, does it, Julie?
No, very true, Karen. Most people have suffered from the problem at some point in their lives, but it becomes increasingly frequent for the elderly, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, Julie. Constipation is a pain in the bottom for many elderly people. Pardon the pun.
So what causes constipation in the elderly?
There are various reasons that elderly people suffer from constipation more than younger people. Reduced mobility, food choices combined with declining digestive functions all play a part. Sometimes the conventional approach that a younger person might have of increasing fibre and fluids and the use of laxatives just doesn't get things moving. Deficiencies and the lack of enzymes and acids, food intolerances and eating habits can all play a part.
Okay, so apart from the obvious bunged up discomfort, does constipation cause any other issues?
Yes, it can, Julie. Apart from feeling bunged up, which is uncomfortable, it can have knock-on effects. It can cause headaches, raised cholesterol, lack of appetite, obviously, because you're so bunged you just don't think there's room for anything else. Poor sleep, and also there's an increased risk of bowel cancer, which is obviously serious.
Very serious. Feeling constipated can also affect lifestyle. Many older people become anxious about going out if they haven't been to the loo. What can be done to ease the situation?
Good hydration is important, making sure that somebody elderly drinks plenty. This is quite difficult because older people aren't used to drinking water. Constantly find myself having to say to people, have you had some water today? Have you had some water? The sports top bottles are quite good, the ones you can get in supermarkets, the little flip-top lids. Keep one of those beside somebody elderly and try and encourage them to take it out with them during the day, have little sips and increase their fluid intake. Other drinks that help ease constipation, good old-fashioned prune juice, you know, we're all brought up with prunes for constipation. Vegetable juice contains more fibre than fruit juice, but having said that, tropical or pineapple juice, try and find an unsweetened one if possible. And herb teas such as licorice, ginger or fennel. No, they're not that nice.
No, don't do the herb teas. Pineapple juice would be fine. What food should they be including in their diets? Prunes and more prunes?
Prunes do help. And just increasing fibre overall is the key to stimulating bowel movements. So porridge, high fibre cereal, stewed fruits such as apples, bananas, pears, ground linseeds, that's going to be a bit of a tricky one, but oat bran, peanut butter, apricot jam, there's quite a variety really, it's not sort of as there's a dull restricted diet. Beans on toast, whole wheat bread, yogurts as well, which I found quite interesting, especially prune, rhubarb or cherry.
Prune yogurt? Oh no, stick with the rhubarb. I'm surprised about the yogurt. That's a tasty way to prevent constipation. Are there any other foods we can add to an elderly person's diet?
The tins of soup that you can get, so the meal tins that are quite popular, because they're an easy fix for a meal as well. They quite often contain lots of beans and vegetables, so they're good. Sandwiches with wholemeal bread, add some extra salad for extra fibre. I do that anyway, I'll just always add a bit of fibre for crunch. Beetroot, slice of beetroot, slice of tomato. Always include vegetables with cooked meals, especially broccoli, carrots and cabbage, because they're high fibre. Snacks can increase fibre, such as fig rolls are good, a good source of high fibre for those who like a little treat, a little biscuit or a cake. Crackers now come in whole wheat varieties as well, and if you spread a bit of hummus instead of cheese, that's a good way of adding some extra fibre.
So that's quite a broad range of food, really, and some tasty options, especially for the fig rolls and beetroot, because that's what a lot of old people eat anyway.
Yeah, they do.
It's their traditional, compared to us looking at fig rolls and going, ugh. What should someone elderly do if they are including these foods in their diet and still struggling to go?
You can get fibre gel without prescription from most chemists and supermarkets, and it's made from a husk that's got a very difficult name, but I will try and pronounce it, called Isfagula husk. Comes in orange and lemon flavour, and you mix it with a little bit of water and drink it. You need to keep stirring because this stuff's a bit like cement once you once you add the water to it.
It goes into a real gloopy gel.
It does, and I can't understand how that resolves constipation, but it does.
It works.
It works. This is, well, the scientific bit. I hope no one's eating at the moment. But this works by making the stools heavier and softer and makes bowel motions more likely. Fibre gel is also available on prescription, which would be free to the over 60s. So it's also important not only to try and keep the bowels moving, but to try and keep your body moving.
Yeah.
Obviously, a lot of elderly people have mobility issues. They can't go out for long walks and exercise as they used to. But something even as simple as a gentle walk, bit of Tai Chi, and even knitting can help. So
right.
Just sort of a bit
of knitting again.
Yep. And so come on, all you men, get your knitting needles out.
And what if all that doesn't work?
I would recommend that you go and visit your GP, because obviously there are stronger laxatives available on prescription, and the GP may be concerned and want to start some clinical investigations.
Or give you an enema.
Absolutely. No one can say we talk about dull subjects.
No,
here,
we
really,
don't. Well, what can I say, Karen? Hopefully our listeners have found this of interest, and I love the fact that we can talk about such diverse subjects. Thanks for joining me, Karen.
You're very welcome, Julie.